Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 5.
The New Evangelization. The Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, when he wrote The New Evangelization, had mentioned the fact that there was a defect in the evangelization being used from the 17th century up to the present. The defect, he said, was on the structure and the method of teaching, which we have discussed in the previous meditation. And the second defect is in the contents. It's like the Holy Father saying everything was wrong in the former evangelization taught from the 16th, 17th century up to the present. And this defective evangelization is taught in seminaries, Catholic schools, convent, theological schools. It is taught in preachings, in churches, in seminars. And so what could have happened is that most lay people who have learned from these sources have been studying the wrong thing, that they are not truly evangelized, or another way of saying it is they have not entered the Catholic Church and therefore they are not Catholics, with the tragedy that they think they are Catholics. So we have seen the first defect mentioned by the Holy Father, a defect in the structure and the method of evangelizing. Now let's go to the second part of his treatise on the new evangelization, and that is the contents, which he describes as essential for new evangelization. You cannot neglect this in teaching the Catholic faith or the Catholic religion. These are the four most important topics. The first is conversion, which is taught to us in the liturgy of the Mass, in the liturgical year. Conversion is taught during Advent, that is conversion of the Old Testament. The Testament wherein John was preaching metanoia. However, conversion is continually taught in the New Testament also, during the Lenten season like now. So we have the life of repentance taught in the Old Testament by John, and repentance taught in the New Testament by Christ himself. The two would be conversion, the Old Testament and the New Testament conversion. They must go together. They cannot be separated. And therefore, Benedict says that the contents of the new evangelization, first of all, we must keep in mind the inseparability of the Old and the New Testament. So you have the Old Testament and the New Testament, and let me describe to you the process of conversion as shown to us by the parable of the prodigal son, and I will show you the part that describes the Old Testament and the part that describes the New Testament. First, I will describe to you the concept of sin. And then I will describe the concept of conversion. I will show you that sin is one act, but conversion makes two acts. It contains two acts. The first act is an act of the Old Testament, and the second is an act of the New Testament. So let us describe the concept of sin using the words of St. Augustine, that sin is aversion from God and conversion or attraction towards the things of the world, like being attracted to money, to people, to women, to drinks, to food, and so on. Everything in the world. So, the first part of sin is aversio Dei, or aversion or hatred for God. And it is an act of the intellect and the free will, wherein the intellect and the free will removes themselves, they remove themselves. The mind removes its focus from the knowledge of God, and the free will removes its love for God, away from God. And then when the mind removes its focus on God, it transfers its focus on the things of the world, like money. And the heart removes its affection or its love for God, and now begins to love money. Now what makes that act sinful is not that now it's your mind is focused on money and your heart loves money. That is not what makes it sinful. Because saints also look at money. They think also of money, especially if they are treasurers of their congregation. What makes that act sinful is that you remove your mind from the knowledge of God, and that you remove your free will from loving God. That's the simple thing. It is not that you are now looking at money and loving money. But the moment you look at money and love money, it is a sign that you have removed your focus from God. And so loving money becomes sinful, not because you love money, but because you have stopped loving God. And so sin is described as, at the beginning, you, with your mind and free will, the body is not important here, just the mind and the free will, are focused on God. And then you turn away from God by an act of aversion, hatred. And then you are attracted or converted to the things of the world. And so you begin to take steps away from God towards the world. Now, let's say you take 10 steps away from God. That's the sin, that you took away 10 steps from God. So now, you're in danger of going to hell because you're away from God. You are not united to God. To go to heaven, you have to be united to God. You have to be very close to God. Now that, in simple terms, is sin. Now let's look at conversion of the Old Testament. Conversion in the Old Testament is this: that when you have taken your 10 steps away from God, and therefore you are going away from God, and that's the act of sin, that you are walking away from God. Conversion in the Old Testament is when you stop walking away from God. So you take 10 steps away from God, and then after 10 steps, you stop. We say that you have stopped sinning. That is conversion in the Old Testament. But the conversion of the Old Testament is metanoia, meaning to say, not only have you stopped 10 steps away from God, but you have turned around. You have turned around. Now your mind and free will are no longer focused on the world and are now directed towards God. It's not yet focused on God. You have just turned away. You have turned away from the world. You have turned around. But you have not returned back with 10 steps. You are still 10 steps away from God. So in the Old Testament, sin is described as you have turned away from God and gone into the world for 10 steps. Conversion is you stop taking more steps away from God. You have turned around towards God, but you have not returned back to God and retraced those 10 steps. You're still 10 steps away from God. That's conversion in the Old Testament. Many of us, the contents of our evangelization is defective. In the sense that we think that the moment we stop sinning, we think we have stopped, we have turned around, and we have taken the 10 steps away from God, we have taken it back, we have returned to God. And that's wrong. No. If you have taken 10 steps away from God in an act of sin, the Old Testament conversion is you stop going farther away, you have turned around, but you have not yet returned back with those 10 steps. You are still 10 steps away from God. So what is the conversion of the New Testament? That you begin to take those 10 steps back to God. You are 10 steps still away. You take those 10 steps back to God with the life developing the virtues of what you call prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. The four moral virtues. Let us look at conversion from the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son got his inheritance, and his inheritance is his mind and his free will. Before, when he was at home with his father, symbolizing God the Father, his intellect and his free will were subjected to his father. That is the description of a saint. That is the description of a true Catholic. His intellect and his free will are subject to God. And so the prodigal son was subject to his father. And then he thought to be independent from his father. That's original sin. When you desire to free your intellect and your free will from being subject to God. So the prodigal son demanded for his inheritance, which is his free will and his intellect. And he went to a far place country because he wanted to use his mind and his free will the way he wanted, which every one of us are doing today. And that is sin. That's the description of sin. And he was enjoying himself. And that is the description of a sinful life. When you enjoy thinking of what you want and doing what you want. Thinking what you will and doing what you will instead of thinking what God wants you to think and instead of doing what God wants you to will. And so the prodigal son was enjoying, and that's the symbol of sinful life. Enjoying the world because God did not create us to enjoy this world. This world is a place of testing for us to pass our tests to find out if we are deserving of heaven or hell. The enjoyment is afterwards in heaven, not here on earth. It's a testing place. We have to be cautious, careful that we pass the tests. So there, we have a description of a sinner destined to hell. One who enjoys the world, or as St. Thomas of Aquinas says, he has and enjoy the things of the world.